The Click Magnet Dating Podcast, where experts dial in to discuss dating mastery, both online and off.
Hey guys, this is Scott Valdez here with the Click Magnet Dating Podcast by Virtual Dating Assistants. Today we're going to talk about some of the rules and techniques for meeting women and keeping them around. I've got David X on the line, who has taught and coached men all around the world for over 13 years. He has a level of experience that is beyond that of many of the dating instructors out there today. He's a man that doesn't require too much introduction, and if you don't know him already, get comfortable and turn up the volume right now. David, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much. Make me sound even better than I am.
I do what I can. But it's awesome to have you on, man. You know, we were just chatting, and I got to hear a little bit of your story, but it's something that kind of you unique from a lot of the other dating coaches, just kind of where you came from and how long you've been in kind of in the industry. And so why don't you just kind of tell us your story from your initial kind of getting to good with women and spending time with a lot of women to now actually helping men achieve that kind of same end?
Well, my story is pretty simple. As a younger man, when I was a teenager, I was just a very horny guy. And I went after women. And I thought, if I focus and go after what I really want, I achieved it. And by achieving it, I kept doing it continuously. I went out with lots of women, and I got friends of mine who tried to fix me up with these ball busters, and I was successful with so many of them. It's incredible. I had such a great relationship. And while I was growing up, I had some friends who, well, the first sexual experience they had was in my apartment with one of the girls that I had over there, because I always had tons of girls coming in and out. I picked up so many girls all the time, and in those days it was easy. They all would come over. I had my own place. Maybe that was my asset, because I was a hard-working guy, and I had my own place. I liked my independence, and my friends kept telling me, help me out, come with me. And every time I'd go with a friend, and I'd start to pick up a girl, they start to, they call it cock-blocking, and your friends, they're your friends, but they don't want you to get what they can't get. I don't know what it is. So I said one day to myself, I said, self, you got to figure out what to do. Let's go out alone without anybody. And the more I went out by myself, the more successful I got. And for years, my buddies were telling me, show me how, teach me. And I didn't believe guys existed that couldn't pick up women, couldn't be successful. I didn't believe, I thought I was in a different space. I was in a different dimension because everybody I knew was getting girls. And these guys were begging me. So when I finally realized that guys like this existed, I said, wow, this is great. That means there's more for me. I figured the odds just got better. And then at a certain period of my life, one of my friends begged me to talk to these guys that came in from the States to talk to me from all over. These are some of the, I don't want to mention their names, but most of your guys know who they are. They were my students, all these so-called gurus. And they worked out systems, how to teach guys, I suppose. Whatever I heard of their systems, I thought was a bunch of hokey. So at one point in my life, I couldn't understand how people like this were giving bad advice. It was like those guys that used to go out with me. Rather than tell me the truth, they would tell me all kinds of stories that weren't true just to put me off the right track. And that's when I decided to help out some guys. And I tried to help them out and show them that I'm going to tell them the truth and I'm going to show them what to do. And I worked out two very simple rules. And if you get these two rules, you'll be as successful as me. And I definitely, definitely believe that anybody can do what I've done. Nobody is any worse than me. Anybody can do it. I don't think I'm special. And when these other gurus used to say, oh, he's special, he's a natural, it's all, that's not true. And these young people who need some help, need somebody to turn to. I have graduates. I don't have students for life. I want a guy to come to me. I'll give him some tips and pointers. I'll show him what he already knows. But the way I'll show it to him is in an honest way. I teach honesty, trust, and respect. And I give you two rules and I show you what the world is really like. And I have so many young fellows who I could say are graduates. I don't have any failures. Not a one. I don't think I can have a failure. I get guys calling me up, telling me, you've changed my life. You gotta, you know, I said to the guy that does my website, DavidXDating.com, just throwing that in. He says to me, let's put your testimonials on. I go, they won't look true. There's too many, you know. And I have a big joke with all my students. I tell them, all they're ever going to tell me is, you're right, you're right, you're right. And I tell them, I know I'm right. It's a funny thing. Last week, I had a student that is on the verge of graduating. So he met these two girls. So I told him specifically what I would do with the two girls. We worked it out together because I made him tell me. Okay? I probed his mind. And I told him exactly what he should do with these two girls. So what he calls me back and he tells me, it's amazing. I said, what's amazing? He says, the first girl, I did exactly what you told me to do. I took her home and I had the best weekend of my life. The other girl, he says, I didn't listen to you. I listened to a friend and I failed. So I said, that's hysterical. That's too funny. Why'd you listen to your friend? He goes, I don't know. I go, you were successful with me the first time, and you decided to throw that advice away and take a shot with your friend? He goes, I don't know. So,
I don't know.
And that's the human nature. That's the funniest thing. And what I found, and I got to do a paper on this or something, but what I found, which is amazing. It's amazing. I wouldn't have known this 15 years ago when I started, but I know it today. There's not one of my students that have come to me that has a low IQ. They're either very high IQs or genius level. They're all very smart people. The stupid guys don't have problems. It's only the smart guys that do. It's amazing. It's amazing.
Why is that?
Because the smart guys think too much. You know, remember what I told you before, and I'll tell you again. There's only two things you're supposed to do on this planet. One is eat, and the other one is procreate.
Screw.
Yeah, that's all you're supposed to do on this planet. So if all that thinking you do, all the animals who don't think do it too, and they don't have a problem.
So why don't we kind of transition into, you know, you mentioned earlier your two rules. Can you just kind of give us a really basic introduction of what your two rules are? That's what
you know
it.
When I was sitting around one day and I said to myself, one of my buddies said to me, the guy that actually brought me into this business, he says, you got to make rules. I go, there's only two rules. And he says, well, just two? I go, listen, God made 10. I'm not God. I made 2. Make it easy, simple. And I made it too simple. You see, if it would be more difficult, the two rules are rule number 1, who cares what they think? And rule number 2 is you are the most important person in the relationship. Who cares what they think? Let them worry about what you're thinking about. Every guy who's listening to you has the same problem. They're worried about what the woman is thinking when they're talking to them. That was never my worry. I don't care what she's thinking. I can't remember what I'm thinking about. I'm looking at her. I'm thinking about, you know, that's all I care about.
Yeah. So being kind of the devil's advocate here for this, like, isn't, you know, only letting her care about what you're thinking and not caring, is that not selfish? I mean, is that okay to do as a man?
Well, I'm not saying you're going to be selfish. But I'm saying from every site I've gone on, from every magazine like Cosmopolitan, when women are asked what are the things that attract them to a man, every time, the first or the second one is always sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
The other one that's first or second is knowing what they want. A man who knows, who's in lead. Listen, it goes back, you know, you still have to go back to the animal community. The lions and the tigers. Look at the way the male and the female react. They don't learn it in school. They don't learn it from the president. It's in their DNA. It's natural. The way females react. Look at the major religions in the world. The woman is subservient to the man. That's the way it is. That's the way it is in the animal kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you believe in the Bible, Adam and Eve. Eve wasn't created first. She was created from the man, giving less importance. This is the way our minds have worked for all these generations. This is natural evolution of thinking, too. We're taught this since we're children in school, but it's in our DNA. Look at the cavemen. The cavemen took. Look at even the Bible. Cain killed Abel. Abel took a wife. You know, she didn't take a husband. And even the story of Moses, when he goes in the desert, he chooses from the sheik's daughters. He chooses. No woman chooses the man in any of our religious or history or nursery rhymes. Because I'm thinking the way I was brought up to think. People say, you're going to sound like you're sexist? I guess. If the shoe fits, wear it. Okay, I'm sexist. So what do you want me to do? Think different? I just had a discussion with somebody the other day about these certain TV shows. I said, I don't watch those shows. And they said, why don't you watch the shows? I says, because I don't want to watch a bunch of gay guys, you know, parading around. I don't enjoy watching it. I can't relate to them. I don't like what the show's content is about. So I don't like to watch it. That's what I said. And they go, oh, you're, first of all, I was called from homophobic to racist to, no, I don't like watching it. What do you want from me? I got to watch it to make society think I'm a nice guy? You know, I don't like watching a toilet flush with shit in it either. I like to close the lid, you know?
Yeah.
If I don't want to watch it, why do I have to watch it? It exists. I'm not saying kill it. I'm not saying don't do it. I'm just saying I don't want to watch it.
Yeah, you know, I agree with what you're saying, especially in the sense that, you know, men should be men and women should be women. And I think, you know, in any relationship that I have, I get really turned off when a woman tries to be dominant in that relationship. And, you know, I think that that's becoming a problem in American culture right now, is that just women are becoming more and more dominant in the relationships. And I think it's kind of a downward spiral.
100%. I'll tell you something. I was just discussing the biggest problem that young men have today, and I'm glad that I'm not in that group, because they can't talk to the woman anymore. It's almost impossible. You have to text them. Every woman wants to talk to you over a text. And I was standing in Amsterdam on a train platform, and I asked these girls for directions, and they knew I didn't speak Dutch, or they thought I didn't understand anything. And Dutch is very close to German. I have a working knowledge of German. So I was standing there and listening to these three girls together talking. They were looking at their cell phones and they were talking. And one girl says to the other girl, what do you think I should tell him? Because they're getting texts from so many guys, and they're not just talking one-on-one. They're talking with a jury, you know, and a prosecutor. Mm-hmm. And then if the girls don't like what the guy said, they never get a text back from them. It's unbelievable. How rude can somebody be? That's the whole thing. You know, first when phones started, you couldn't see who was calling you. You had to pick up the phone to say hello to find out who's there. And if you didn't have any guts, you could say to them, but like me, if I didn't want to talk to somebody, I'd say, I don't want to talk to you. Goodbye. You know, but then came, you see the number. Now you see the name and the number. And then now you put it to voicemail and you don't text them back like it never happened. How rude can that be? How do you get to know anybody when they either are, you're talking to three people or you're getting her opinion from her posse? It's not fair. It's not, when you insist to talk on a girl one-on-one, they get offended that you don't want to text them.
I'm still kind of, you know, more for picking up the phone most of the time. Like, I like texting, and I think it has its place. But I think that just, even the guys are just becoming too comfortable with text. And I even hear complaints from women lately. You know, one just the other day on Facebook, and she said something like, wow, you know, a guy actually finally picked up the phone to ask me on a date, you know? I don't think it's only a problem with the women in that respect. I think it's just becoming a problem with men kind of giving in to that, you know, and not being the man and picking up the phone and asking her on a date or picking up the phone just to talk to her and talk like normal, regular people rather than trying to have these constant text communications.
And,
I think that's,
and that's what, you know what, that's what I've been telling the fellows that call me. They tell me not, you can't get them to call you back or they don't answer their phone. Look, I'll tell you something. I definitely would like to talk to a woman because you can talk to a woman. You can change the way your voice goes. You can show the importance. You know, when I want to talk and get them to concentrate and I make them feel comfortable what I say and the questions I ask, to show them I want to get to know them and because I'm interested in them. And I'm not. I'm interested in a woman on what a man wants a woman for. I don't need her to cook and clean. I don't need her to scratch my back. I don't need her to do my laundry. I don't need her to clean my house. I need her for what a man needs a woman for. That's mm-hmm. what I need her for. And if she doesn't want to be that woman, if she wants to tell me how good a housekeeper she is, that's fine. What I want is not for her to be my housekeeper. Mm-hmm. Those perks don't hurt, but I have to get what I first wanted for. You know, it's like you walk into a car dealer and you want a convertible and you leave with a station wagon. What happened?
Yeah.
The guy convinced you to take, no, first you get your convertible. Then if you need a station wagon, buy a second car. It's not a convertible. You know?
Mm-hmm.
But go and get what you want first. I tell guys, you can have what you want. And what you want can change. But you have to get what you want. Then go to the next thing that you want. You don't have to go in big jumps, big increments. Just a little better than the next time. It's like a guy usually can't fuck a woman worse than he has at home. You know?
Yeah. Let's talk a bit about getting what you want. You know, lately, for me, I'm kind of the point, you know, I've gotten amazing online. I'm good at picking up girls at bars. But, you know, when I'm walking around town, I see a good-looking girl. You know, I always have that kind of anxiety. I don't really know what to say. And I just approaching a girl in broad daylight for me is still difficult. So let's start with, like, some kind of...
Yeah, you know what? Yep. Let me stop you. Yep. I'm going to stop you and show you what I do with my students the same way, okay?
Yep.
So you said, when you see a really good-looking girl, a girl that you think is really hot, a girl that you'd like to really spend some quality time with, when you see a woman like that, you freeze up and you don't know how to talk to her. You don't know how to approach her.
Yep.
Why? Let's ask yourself, why don't you know how to approach her? If she was ugly as sin, you'd have no problem talking to her, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So now we know it's because she's good looking you have to, but why? Why? We know she's good looking. Why? She might, let's go with why. Because she might reject you. Because she might laugh at you. Because she might think your penis is too small. Because she might think you don't have enough money. Why? Are you afraid of her? If she wasn't good looking, you wouldn't be afraid of her, but she's really good looking. You don't know how to talk to her. You don't know what to say to her. Why? Let's find out the reason that holds you back. The thing that scares you. What's the thing that's scaring you? Because as soon as you figure out what's scaring you, it doesn't scare you anymore. So what's scaring you?
You know, I think for me, it's just the inability to control the reaction, the interaction the way that I can in a more controlled environment, like a bar,
okay.
Or like
you see, you know what?
Fear of rejection.
I'll tell you what you think, okay? What you're thinking is everything that she could possibly be thinking is going through your mind. That's what's scaring you. You're thinking of 1,000 different scenarios why she's not going to want you. That's what's going on in your mind. That's what's scaring you, because your mind is going so fast. You're thinking of 1,000 different things, the ones I said plus other ones, because if you would listen to rule number one, you wouldn't care what she's thinking. And if you listen to rule number two, you'd think you'd be good enough for her in a heartbeat. Maybe she's not good enough for you. If you listen to those two little rules, you wouldn't be scared of her. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. It does. You know, I wouldn't say that I'm necessarily scared. It's just so much as not...
Listen, it's not scared, having... but you're not in control anymore. You're not comfortable. And if you're not comfortable and not in control, what other term could you use for that? You're scared.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
You know, it is kind of scared. It's like one of those things where, like, I appreciate getting outside my comfort zone, but sometimes it's almost, you know, being lazy is much scared, because taking yourself out of your comfort zone takes energy. It can be exhausting, you know? You've got to be willing to put in that extra 10%.
But you see, look at the way you're talking to me.
Yep.
Look at the way you're talking to me. You're being honest. You see, the first thing I tell a woman when I meet them, any woman, every woman, I tell her, I ask her a question. What's the three most important things in any relationship? That's the key. That's the key to what you're choosing. I make sure I give every woman a test. What's the three most important things in any relationship? Do you know them?
I can take a stab at them.
Go ahead.
Three most important things in any relationship. Is this in the perspective of a woman or in
You know what? You're going to give me the three things, and I'm going to tell you what they are. This is the same thing I do with the woman. And if you're right, okay, I will buy you a drink. And if you're wrong, you'll give me a hug when I tell you. And you'll be the judge of who's right and wrong. This is what I tell every woman, so you'll owe me a hug. Okay?
Okay.
Go ahead.
So this is my perspective. This is my perspective as a woman.
Yeah. Whatever you want to say, I'm going to tell you what they really are. And you'll judge if I'm right or not.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Three most important things in a relationship, I'd say trust.
That's one of them, yes.
Security?
No, nope. Wrong.
I don't think that in a woman's perspective, but not a man's. Trust, security, and yeah, I'd say, you know, sex, passion, connection, sex, most of anything. All that stuff is based on sex, so let's just keep it simple as sex.
Okay, so no, you only got one right, trust.
Okay.
Now I'll tell you what they are. Now remember, to build a building is just like building a relationship. You need a good foundation. And to have a good foundation of what every man and woman are looking for, it goes with three things. And on that you can build. But if you don't have that, you have nothing. And they are honesty, trust, and respect. And I tell every woman the same thing. Honesty, trust, and respect. A woman, to have an orgasm, needs to trust the man she's with. Any woman will tell you that, whether you want to hear it or not. And respect, there's two kinds of respect. Fear or admiration. And I'll tell you something. I haven't met a woman yet that didn't give me a hug and tell me I was right. What do you think?
I think they're pretty good. I can't give you a hug, though.
I know. I thought I'd do it to you as if you were a woman. But now, you know what? When I meet you, you'll give me a hug. You owe me that fucking hug.
I'll give you the hug.
You know, that's what I tell people. That's what I believe in. And I haven't told you anything that is a trick. I give homework assignments to these people to go and do some homework assignments. I give easy homework assignments, but if a person wants to work with me, they have to agree to three things. One thing, they're not going to ask somebody else advice. And, okay, we don't talk about history after the first session. Because no matter how good these guys think I am, I can't help them for yesterday. I can help them for tomorrow, but I can't help them for yesterday. And I need to know the history to get into these guys' heads. So after the first session, we don't talk about history. They have to agree also to do the homework assignments as I give them. And the third thing, they're not allowed to punish themselves when they think they made a mistake. I'm the only one allowed to punish them while they're working with me. Because if you punish yourself, you technically forgive yourself eventually. And I'd rather it stay a learning experience. I don't want to let you forgive yourself. I want you to learn from yourself. It's a different thing completely. It's a different concept, but that's the way I work. Because that's why I can help every person. And look what happened when I was working with you just now on your fear. I stopped and make you think. Right away, you're thinking about, yeah. You're looking at it differently now. Now you know what the fear is. It's going to be much easier to confront it. See, every person is different. All I know is, I have a big joke with my students because every one of them tells me,
hey, Dave, you know you're right.
And I tell them the same thing. I know I'm right. I want you to be right. That's all I want. Is you guys to be right. I had a very good experience with women. I don't like to say how many women I've been with because I don't want to seem like I'm bragging. It's not important. What's important is who you're with. But I'll tell you one thing. If I was a woman, not one guy would talk to me because I'd be a real slut.
All right. So look, you've got, obviously you've had tons and probably hundreds of students. How much do looks matter? And, you know, if a guy is, you know, ugly and bald, but he has great confidence, you know, can he still attract hot women? Like, what's your take on how much looks matter?
Well, I got to tell you something. You know, when I was younger, I thought looks mattered. But the more I talk to women, and because I'm doing more counseling for women now than I ever did, they don't look like men look at women. They don't look the same way. I mean, a guy thinks, oh, she wants a guy with a big dick or a big ass or a small ass. I was watching a show one day, and I think it was Tyra's show, and she had these three girls on, these real attractive girls. They were sitting on stools, and they said their secret is that they like guys that you would be surprised what type of guys they like. And then they came out with, like, a whole bunch of different guys. And these women like the guys, not the ones who were, like, built and, you know, like muscles or bodybuilders or gymnasts. They liked all the guys that had a little bit of meat on them, you know, looked like they were couch potatoes. And that they said these are the women like guys like that. And they were interviewing women, and you'd be surprised. It's like when I used to see these hot women, and I see they were with these guys, and I go, why would they be with that guy? Couldn't figure it out. And then one day I realized they don't see what we see. You see, you can't think like a woman because you're a man. You can't think like a woman because you can't go shopping for 16 hours, try on 20 pieces of clothing, and don't buy anything and have a nice day. You know, you can't do a guy. That's like fucking worse than sending him to the penitentiary. You can't do it. We're not built that way. So why try to think like them? They don't think like us. Women spend a fortune on makeup. Women spend a fortune on underwear. If one thread comes loose, they throw it away. Men wear their underwear till they are threads. You know?
Yeah.
We're not the same. We're not, you know, our differences are completely, incredibly apart. Most men are better cooks than women. How much makeup did you buy in the last year?
Myself, zero.
It's a $25 billion industry in the United States alone. And you didn't put a nickel in it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, these are the amazing facts.
I know a lot of guys, a big problem that they have is they get stuck in the friend zone with women. How can you avoid that? Like, I mean, a lot of guys, they just, you know, personally, I never really had this problem. When I was really young, I remember I did have this problem a little bit, but I've always been kind of sexual and aggressive.
Well,
but I know a lot of guys, most guys aren't like that, right? So
I'm gonna tell you honestly, okay?
Yeah.
I had, in my lifetime, okay, I had two women that were friends that weren't any kind of sexual relationship. They were real friends. But those women is my friends. They used to fix me up with their hot girls. I went over one day to one of those girls' houses, and these two girls were there, and they were really good looking. And I said to her, "Give me their numbers." And I went out with both of them after. I mean, she used to do stuff, and she used to like talk about me like I was the greatest guy in the world. You know, that's what friends do. You know, we used to hang out together. Once in a while, I'd take her out for dinner. Once in a while, she'd cook dinner for me at her place. And we used to hang out. We'd go to movies together. When I went out with a girl, I didn't want to start taking them out here and there. I wanted to take them to bed. This is what I went out with women for. And I always told them, what do you think I'm going out for? If I went 3 dates with a woman, if I didn't sleep with her on the 3rd date, that was it. I wasn't calling her again. If she doesn't want me, I don't want her to be forced into anything. But that's what I want in the relationship. Otherwise, what do I need a woman for? I could have a man if they're just my friends. And a woman doesn't know how to be your friend. And I used to tell women, I'm not looking to extend the spectrum of my friends. I have a lot of good friends. And I believe one thing. To have a good friend, you have to be a good friend. And it's time-consuming. And the time that I have spending with you right now is for a woman, not for a friend. There's only so many hours you have in a day, and you got to choose what you want to do.
Now, you know, talking about, you know, there's a big difference between what you're going to do with it with your friends and what you're going to do with women. I mean, do you, you know, how does that translate into romance? I mean, if you're having sex with a woman, you know, is this romance, is that a manly thing to do, or does that make you weak?
No. I said at the beginning, you have to know what you want. And what you want can change. And what you want is different for every person. It's what you want. When you're talking romance, if you go out with a woman and your sex is fantastic and you want to spend more time with her, well, it'll become natural. You'll spend more time with her. If you enjoy time with her and you enjoy her sexually, well, what's wrong with that? And then if you decide you fall in love with her, hey, it works that way. I'm not telling you not to. And I'm not telling you to do it. Some guys say, I never want to get married. I tell them, never is for today. Everything can change. That's why you're allowed to change your mind. You know, that one of those girls that used to be my friend, she used to have a great saying, and I like it. She said, only crazy people don't change their mind. Hey, you know what? I said, you know, you're right. You're allowed to change your mind. That's the whole idea. Rule number 2, you're the most important person in the relationship. You're allowed to change your mind. There's nothing wrong with that.
Let's talk about a little bit about the 3 things you you quizzed me on earlier, honesty, trust, and respect. What does honest mean in a relationship? You know, does that mean, you know, that a man should reveal every single thing? Like,
No. Listen, hold on. You see? Okay, you're asking me what honesty is.
Yeah.
Honesty is this. If somebody asks you a question that you're not comfortable with the answer at this point, the proper thing to say is, at this point in our relationship, I'm not comfortable answering that question. And if they ask a question about women that I've been with before, I answer always the same thing. A gentleman doesn't talk of women that he's been with before. Okay? That's it. And that's the honesty of the question. I'm not comfortable answering those questions. So I'm not going to give you a lie. I'm not going to try to tell you something that you want to hear. I'm telling you what I'm comfortable with. I'm comfortable in answering any question, but if something doesn't make me comfortable, because, and I do say at this point in our relationship, because as our relationship will grow or retract, either grows or dissipates. And if it dissipates, well, that's why. And if it grows, then I could start to reveal things, more things later on, if your curiosity was that important. You understand? But you're getting to know me. Every woman should accept you on what she knows. If you want to get a report about me, then everything you heard about me is true. So don't ask me. I'm not going to deny anything you believe me to be. That's honesty is, anything I'll tell you is an honest answer. Doesn't mean I have to reveal things in my past. Look, when I deal with my students, we don't talk about the past after the first session. I meet a woman today, she has to know my past. Why? What's it going to tell her? A good, a bad experience, one I'm still punishing myself for, one I'm proud of myself for? What's it going to tell her? She has to get to know me. Me is from this point forward. I can assure her of a couple of things. If she's worried, I can assure her I don't have any criminal record, and I haven't been, I'm not a child molester, and I've never raped a woman or harmed a woman physically. That I can guarantee. But more than that, what other concerns does she have?
You know, when you coach your students, you know, what would you say are some of the biggest problems that they have that we haven't already talked about? You know, the problems they have with women and dating that you help them get fixed?
Well, there is a lot of different problems, and I'll give you, I had an example of one student that it was so bad that he wasn't able to even talk to a woman. I mean, there's a show on TV, The Big Bang Theory, with these scientists, and like the guy from India, he can't talk to women when he's not drunk. Well, I had a student that if a woman would start to talk to him, the first time I was with him, and he ran to the garbage pail and vomited his guts out. He physically got sick. He was so knotted up inside. The second time he had the runs, he shit his pants.
Jeez.
Okay, I mean, yeah. And you want to know something? We're just publishing his new letter to me. That I've changed his life completely. He's got a couple of girlfriends right now. He's back in university. He joined a couple of organizations I recommended. He says his whole life has changed. He said he never believed he'd be where he is today when he even started and called me the first time. He never could, in his wildest dreams, he couldn't believe where I brought him to. I'm very proud of a guy like that. And I worked hard with him. I got together with him to take him out with me. I introduced them to women in bars and clubs. I got them talking together. This is, you know, what one extreme, extreme case. I mean, I'm not privy to be able to tell you his family life that brought him to that. But, yeah, I mean, whatever it was, it brought him to that. He couldn't talk to a woman.
Mm-hmm.
He got physically sick. The first time I took him out to a bar, he had 12 drinks before he left his apartment. I had to bring him back home. He was too drunk. He got so scared. He was so nervous. He drank like crazy.
let's kind of start wrapping it up, but why don't you, you know, I think you said a ton of great stuff, but why don't we kind of like sum it up for the listeners? Like, why don't you give us your best 60 seconds, 2 minutes of advice? Like, let's say your friend is having some terrible problems with women. He's about to run out the door. He's going to try to meet some girls today, but he's scared as hell. What is your best advice for him that he can use right away?
Rule number one and rule number two. That'll take 2 minutes to tell you. It only takes us a couple of seconds. That's my best advice I can give them. Rule number one and rule number two. If they live by those rules, they don't need me or anybody else. To teach you how to live by those rules, I can help. But if you can do it, you've won. You don't need any more than that. All these fancy guys selling you stuff, you don't need to buy it. That's what you need. That's the key. That's the magic words. That's abracadabra, alakazam, and she spreads her legs. This is even better. It's easier.
Awesome. Let's do this. Why don't you remind everybody, you know, I know some of the guys that are listening are definitely going to want to find out where to learn more about you online. I know, you know, you probably, in addition to your website, I don't know if the videos you've done, I have seen that you've spoken at a couple conferences, so you've probably got some videos on YouTube or maybe some of those conference sites, but can you tell the guys just where to, you know, your website and where else, you know, maybe they can find some video or other content by you online?
Well, the best way is to go to davidxdating.com, and or you can call me directly if you want a consultation or you want any of my products. You can call me at 1-877-4-DAVID-X, and the numbers, I don't even know, but it's 1-877-4-DAVID-X, and you can always email me at david@davidxdating.com, and I have tapes of the way I talk to women. It's called Orgasm Girl. I have a medallion you wear around your neck if you need to be reminded. It's one side it says rule number one, and the other side it says rule number two, David X.
Awesome.
So if you go to a bar, you look at that thing before you start talking to a woman. It should remind you.
Awesome. Well, I love it, David, how simple you keep it. Guys, it's really simple. You know, we've given you two rules that will revolutionize your dating life. Now get out there. Don't just sit around and think about maybe starting to, you know, take some of the advice and use it later. No, get out there and start using it right now, today. Don't delay. David X, thanks for joining.
Thank you very much for having me.